Well, members of three families in a tight-knit religious group have been arrested over the alleged murder of an 8-year-old Queensland girl who police say was denied medical care. The 12 people are going to appear in a Toowoomba court today, and 4BC 9 News reporter Annie Puller is en route to Toowoomba as we speak. Morning to you, Annie.
Morning, Spencer.
Can you just take us through what police allege happened in this home in Rangeville in Toowoomba in January?
Yeah, Spencer, the details are pretty harrowing, and even some of the senior investigators who conducted this press conference yesterday said in their some 40 years of police work across the state, they've never really been confronted with a matter like this. We know that little Elizabeth Struce's body was found in a Rangeville home back in January. Her parents, Jason and Kerry Struce, were the first to be charged over their daughter's death. And at the time, police were saying that they deprived their daughter of insulin. She was a type 1 diabetic for 6 days because they believed God would heal her. They were both charged with murder, torture, and failing to provide the necessities of life. And now, essentially, after a massive, meticulous 6 months police investigation, detectives from the homicide squad have uncovered that the parents were involved in a religious group involving two other families in Toowoomba, and every single member of that religious group was present over the 6 days that Elizabeth was denied vital medical care. So that saw a warrant executed on the property in Harristown yesterday, and we have seen 7 women and 5 men aged between 19 and 64 all arrested, all dragged to court and all charged with murder.
And the ages range from 19 to 65. Was anything more said yesterday about, I guess, the investigation and what they were needing, the I's they were needing to dot and the T's they were needing to cross, why they weren't able to charge these 12 when they charged the parents?
Yeah, we did put that question to police because obviously the parents were charged back in January. It's taken until now July to charge the remaining people within this religious group. It is a really complex investigation. Police say they've really never been faced with a matter like this where they're dealing with, you know, a cult-like religious group that obviously were present during this little girl's death. But to be able to gather the evidence, to be able to prove that they somehow had a part to play, I think that has been the most challenging aspect. Clearly, police believe they do have the evidence against these 12 people. It'll be interesting to see what comes out of court today. I think a few of them have also been charged with failing to provide the necessities of life. And when I was speaking to one of Elizabeth's sister who broke out of this religious group when she was just 16 years old, she said the ideologies within this particular fringe group were extreme, and obviously medication wasn't a belief at all.
And are the 12 expected to appear themselves in court today, Annie?
Yeah, we are hearing that every single one of them will appear. And another challenge for police, considering the significance and the number of arrests, it's been difficult to kind of spread them across, various police stations around the Darling Downs area. But they are all appearing in Toowoomba Court today. That's expected to happen this morning, and we are expected to see some of Elizabeth's family or remaining family who weren't part of this religious group turn out today.
All right, Annie Puller, thank you for the update,
thank
and we'll listen out for your reports, and we'll watch your story tonight on 9 News at 6 o'clock. Thank you.